thing, and they don't talk to each other. And there's no countywide planning going on, although there is countywide leadership going on. Buyer demand continues to outpace inventory in homes for sale. And I can't say enough. Prices have gone up 8.5% year over year, and inventory has gone down 14% year over year. And that was, according to CoreLogic's latest home price index, prices for starter home achieved their American dream. The bottom line is, if you have outgrown your starter home, let's get together and chat before the market conditions get you outpriced to where you want to go in your next home. Two factors to watch in today's real estate market: interest rates and inventory. So, I belong to a couple of business groups that meet weekly, as I said. And we're talking about the market will continue to prosper as long as Jupiter aligns with Mars. And what does that mean? That means three things have to keep clicking away. The first is we need inventory to continue to improve, and it has. The second is we need interest rates to hold, and they not only have held, they've dropped. And the third thing is we need the jobs, the positions, the good-paying jobs to remain on the increase, and they have. So all three of those things are going in the right direction, but if you took a buyer at 4.5%, and he bought a $400,000 house, if he, in effect, got to, he'd be paying $2,000 a month on the average. If he got to $6,000, he'd be paying $2,400 on an average. That's what's driving the market. And if you're going to spend $2,400 for the same house that you can spend for $2,000, well, then you got to buy lesser of a house, and it drives the market down. Inventory is in great shape. Home prices have increased year over year for the last 80 straight months. That's been updated. We're above 90. We're headed to 100. Bottom line, if you're planning to enter the housing market, couldn't be a better time. I don't need to say that anymore. What does the future hold for housing prices? Well, I think one of the things you're going to see is that they're not going to rise the way they did. We saw some 5% years, some 4% years. I think the next 2 or 3 years we're going to see more like 2 to 3% increases, but we're not going to see decreases unless you get into the higher price points, and then it could very well happen. Remember what I said? Two factors: how much is your house priced at, and where is your house located? If you're in a good location at a high price point, you may be okay, you may not, but if you're in a good location, a bad location at a high price point, you probably got a double whammy going on. You're in the wrong place with the wrong price house. You got a bargain for it, but the house you paid $850 for may only be worth $700 today, and that has nothing to do with the prices falling due to the economic problem. That has to do with supply and demand. So the interest rates are an impact. There will be an economic slowdown. It happens. Every yin is followed by a yang, and we're going on to our 100th month of economic development, and eventually we will run out of steam, and we will have less of economy for 2 or 3 months before than we had in the previous months before, and we'll be in an economic slowdown. When that slows down, prices will slow down, sales will slow down, and I think what we need to do is we need to beat it. It's going to happen, but it's going to happen probably 24 to 36 months out. Once again, real estate will feely affect 12 months before everybody else because people won't be comfortable in their jobs. So back to a perfect time to sell your house. Where are the interest rates headed? We're looking, 2019 quarter one actually started at 4.9%. So we dropped 0.8%. And we're probably going to see at least one more rate hike this year, or maybe it hold flat. Some people even forecast that if the economy does well enough, we could see, because we had one too many last year, a rate decrease. I'm not that optimistic, but I do think holding flat is good, and I do think if we could come into this time next year with only another if we moved from 4.1 to 4.4, we'd be in really good shape. Single family house sales, projections in millions. It looks like we're headed for 6 million sales plus, probably about 2 or 3% more than the year before across the board. Then when you get the listing your house is special to you. But although you'd like it to be special to whoever's looking at it, you've got to make it easy for that house to be shown. How many times I've had a customer come, a seller, and say, I want you to be here for every showing. Well, quite honestly, it is not economically feasible for me to be there. I typically have 6, 8, 10 listings going at once, and I can't go to every showing in every house. I will not take a listing if you will not put a lockbox on. It just doesn't make sense. You've got to give your agent a key to the home. That agent makes a copy for his car and puts the other one in a lockbox. And then when the person opens the lockbox, the agent gets an email saying, agent so-and-so just entered your house at 10:14 today. And when they leave, he gets another email saying they've left and they were there for 12 minutes or 40 minutes. And the 40 minutes is a much better time frame. That means they looked around. They liked what they saw. We always ask for night before on appointments and in at least 2-hour notice. If there's pets involved or children home from school, yeah, I understand it, but we got to work that out and talk that out when we get started. Maybe there's certain times of the day we can't show your house, and I can steer people who want to see it around that. I know I just got into one Saturday. I had a couple out wanting to look at houses and Basking Ridge and Bernard's Township, and Saturday was Passover. There were a lot of people just couldn't accommodate us. So everybody's got either sometimes that the house can't be shown or sometimes they're better than others, and we work with you on that, and we can make it happen. But even though your house is special to you, you've got to let the access take its role. Then pricing it right. Can't tell you how important this is. It's almost like playing the Price is Right, where if you guess it at $1 more, you lose. If your house is worth roughly $500,000, I would argue that you probably should be listing it at $495,000. And then you will start to get multiple offers if it's truly priced a little below the market. You price it at $510,000 just to see what the market will bear. Well, people aren't looking past $500,000. They're not even seeing it. We go in $25 multiples, really $50 if we can get away with it, $2,500 or $50. We'd prefer to price a house right at $500,000. That way the people looking at $475,000 to $5 see it, and the people looking at $525,000 are seeing it. Pricing a house at $510,000 because you'd like to see what the market will do is dumb. It just makes less people look at your house. It adds up on the days on market, when it's just how people judge whether or not your house is worth even looking at. Market value will get you 75% of the people looking at your house. You go 10% of market value, you'll drop down to 30%. And a rule of thumb we use in this active market is if your house has been on the market in this market 60 to 90 days, and you haven't got an offer one, you're at least 10% above market. If you've been on the market that same length of time, 60 to 90 days, you got 2 or 3 offers, but they were too low and you couldn't bring the two ends together, you're probably about 5% above market. The simple rule is it is your house and it's special to you, but it's only worth so much, and you don't set the value. The buyers set the value. I had a house last year. We had it listed for 7, 8 months. It came out late in the year. We had 7 showings other than open houses. And even at the open houses, we didn't do that good. When we finally got the price down to where it should have been, well, we started to get some showings, but now it was already the end of October. And there weren't a lot of people out to start with. The house expired. The owner and I couldn't come to accord on what the listing price should have been. And it's been off the market through an agency now for 3 months, and it's still being shown at a price that's much too high as a for sale by owner. For sale by owners make no sense whatsoever. If you'd like to have a discussion with me on that, I would be more than happy to spend a half hour and show you how you will lose money by doing a for sale by owner. Granted, nobody can show a house like you can show your own, but that's not what we're doing. We're marketing your house, and you don't know how to market it, and you do not do it any justice by trying to do it yourself. The two things that happen when you get into for sale by owner, which are contrary to logic, is one, you don't have the exposure. When we, Coldwell Banker, put a house on a market, it goes through Garden State MLS, which is where everybody feeds from. And from there, it goes to 800 different sites. Some of them may make no sense to you, or maybe the Des Moines newspaper. But it also goes to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Star Ledger, and J.com, things like that. It goes to Trulia, Zillow. It's going to every place you need. When you go and just put an ad in a newspaper or a sign on front or buy one of these cheapo services that at least gets it on Garden State, it still doesn't get to half of these offers, if any of them. So exposure is one thing, and then negotiation is the second. People do not know how to negotiate with other agents, inspectors, attorneys, specialists in many areas, like title people. Your house has to be, first of all, priced where we get decent activity. And then secondly, we have to get somebody to pay within relationship to your price what it's worth. So that's the first sale. And I tell people, your house has to be sold twice. The second sale is that person has to go get a mortgage, and it has to appraise for the full amount of the purchase price, not 90% because he's putting 10% down. It's a proportional relative process. It has to appraise for 100%. And if your house doesn't appraise, let's say you listed the house at $500 and you get an offer at $490 and it appraises at $480. Somebody's got to come up with the $10,000. And if it's a buyer's market, I can almost guarantee it's you lowering the price. At best, you'll get the two sides to split it. You're never going to get the buyer to pay it. I can guarantee you that, unless it's a really, really valuable commodity, and we don't have that many houses that I'd rank in that category. So it's got to be sold twice, once to the buyer, and then once to his bank in an appraisal situation. So the for sale by owner, exposure, results come from the internet. I got to tell you, when I get a call, they already know the house they want to see. They just need somebody to open a door. That's not going to happen if you're for selling it by owner. There are too many people to negotiate: the buyer, buyer's agent, buyer's attorney, home inspection, appraisers. It's become more and more difficult because you, in effect, are going to probably lose 6 or 7% over the asking price. You're still going to pay. And I talk to for sale by owner people at least once a week. And I tell them that, look, I've got people that would buy your house. They're ready, willing, and able. I'm representing them, and they're credit checked, and we're ready to go, but I get 3%. So even if you're trying to save half of the commission, that's all you're saving, and you're going to get a lot less for the house. You're not going to save the whole commission. You're still going to have to pay other agents to bring people in. And you need more money. You net more money when you use an agent. I can prove it to you. That's my spiel. I mean, one of the things we do different at Coldwell Banker, and not every agent within Coldwell Banker knows how to do it, is we draw a lasso around the area that your home is in. Sometimes it's town, sometimes it's a county, sometimes it's a section of a county or town or township. We look at the people that are in there. We look at their age. We look at their educational background, and we look at their earnings capability. That's all available, public knowledge. Then we look at where people are moving in to that same area from. And we reverse engineer this, and we go back to that area and look for people that are a match on the first frame. Age, education and earnings, because if we can advertise directly to them, we can get your house sold quickly. You can't possibly do that on your own. That takes big data, and big data is where it's at. We're in a very fast-moving environment, and you need a professional to help you sell your house as quick as possible. And when you bring a professional in and you start telling that professional what to do versus listening to them, sorry about it, you're going to lose. I'm not being arrogant. I've sold hundreds and hundreds of houses. You need a listing agent to help you set the market value, to bring in the customers, and to get your house sold. This isn't Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker. I'm going to play my commercial one more time, and then we're going to put you into our end of show news broadcast, and I'll be back next week to talk about the buying process. So I hope you'll tune in again. Thank you very much.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Thank you for spending this time with me. I'll see you next week.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The brothers involved in the alleged hoax attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett are suing the actor's attorney for defamation.
Those responsible for continuing to destroy the reputation of the Chicago Police Department, the City of Chicago, and that of Ola and Bola Oshundairu are held accountable.
That's attorney Gloria Schmidt, who says Smollett's attorneys falsely accused the Oshundairu brothers of a hate crime. Nearly 8,000 Boy Scout leaders are being accused of sexual abuse. A lawyer who represents the alleged victims told reporters in New York on Tuesday the abuse goes back decades. Lawyer Jeff Anderson says there's about 7,800 abusers and over 12,000 victims listed in the Boy Scouts of America's perversion files. He says they're going to fight to get those files released. The Dow was up 145 points to close at 26,656. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Supreme Court has agreed to review a case that would redefine the word sex in federal law to mean gender identity. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
This case stems from a Michigan funeral home discharging an employee who refused to comply with a sex-specific dress code when a biologically male employee wanted to wear a female uniform. John Bursch, former Solicitor General of Michigan, explains the case.
What this case is about is what the federal government meant in 1964 when it enacted a bill that prohibits sex discrimination, and whether sex can be replaced